You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Officials at the Walt Disney Company who work in pricing for its theme parks admit that the experience has become unaffordable for many average Americans as executives at the Mouse House have grown addicted to price hikes. Yvonne Kendall had dreamed of taking her family to Walt Disney World for years. But when she finally made it happen this past November, she felt less like a guest in a fairy tale and more like a character in a financial horror story. The price tag on a two-day adventure for herself, her husband, and two kids was more than $3,000.
Yep.
That did not include airfare and lodging.
That's not getting there. That's just being there.
Which her parents paid for, the airfare and lodging. 2 days of park tickets, $1,123. Line skipping passes, $208. A meal with costumed characters, $219 a person. And two Mickey Mouse bubble wands, $60 to the bill.
We used to think it was expensive when we worked there, but man.
Now, I used to go to Disneyland.
Really expensive now.
Every single summer when I was out in California working. And I remember it going from $50 to $120 in 3 years.
Wow.
It was $50, then it was $90, then it was $120 back to back to back years.
It is an unpopular thought, but I say it often.
Thank God.
When this comes up on the show, I truly think it is the biggest scam on earth.
Oh, it is.
Because as parents, you are somehow guilted into this is something you have to do.
We took Maya and Sarah. We did.
I
did. You have to create a magical
vacation. I did not. No, your life is magical. Every day of your life that you are in the United States is magical.
But we also talk about how people choose how to spend their money. Some people will take that week-long, very expensive vacation to Disney World. Some will buy season seats
for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Royals, yeah.
Some will buy a bunch of tickets to the Speedway.
But Dan, you don't have the same as parents. There isn't the same, like, I don't want to call it a guilt factor. What is it where you are almost expected?
It's almost like a forced rite of passage.
Yes. Well, where the Chiefs and season tickets, that's not a forced rite of passage. And neither is and let's go sell, see the Grand Canyon or
and
whatever.
You can sell those off. The Chiefs tickets, you can sell off mid-season.
Yeah, you can make your money back.
But I'll never forget, and God bless her, but Shonda, when she was a kid, you know, they didn't have a ton of money, so she never got to go to whatever one's in Florida at Orlando.
Disney World.
Is that Disney World? Okay.
Epcot.
And so when we went down in, I don't know, like 2008 or whatever, we would get on the bus at 7 a.m., and we wouldn't come back to the hotel until 10 p.m., because
yeah, you
Shonda,
paying for that luxury.
Oh my God. Shonda wanted the girls, and I understand this and appreciate it, because she didn't get that experience when she was a kid. She wanted Sarah and Maya to have the entire.
For it. I took the kids to Worlds of Fun and told them Mickey Mouse was off that day.
The entire experience.
I love that for you. What I don't
That's
understand is what
Where's
are they referring
front,
to?
It's closed.
What are they referring to as middle class families here?
Not accurately.
Because just now can't afford it? You mean haven't been able to afford it for 15 years?
Yeah. I mean, we were very middle class when we took the kids down.
How old were the kids?
Sarah was 7. Maya was 4.
Maya then doesn't
she
even
has no memory.
Remember.
She has no
that's
memory.
Part of the whole, that's part of the whole reason I think it's a scam. When you have toddlers, they're not even going to remember that.
My mom took my sister and I have no recollection.
My mom took me when I was a kid.
I would have a recollection of? The credit card statement. I would have a very vivid recollection of that number when you got back.
They get you coming and going down to Disney. I mean, it's a rip-off. It's a lot of fun.
And if
no, it's not. It's not even fun.
Says you.
Right.
Other people say it's a lot of fun.
I don't think I've ever met that person.
It is peak Instagram, Facebook posting kind of stuff. Look what we did.
Ugh.
Resist, people, resist.
Ugh. By the way, the once free fast pass system at the Disney theme parks has been replaced by what's called Lightning Lane. And there are different price tiers for that. The priciest version costing $449 per person per day. Without Lightning Lane, visitors can expect to wait more than an hour for the popular rides.
So you spend $5,000 on a trip to Disney World, and $5,000's on the low end. And say you're there for 3 days, and you spend 2 to 3 hours per line per ride. You're looking at 18 rides in 3 days.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Name another product where the prices go up exponentially for you to cut in line in front of other people.
Eggs. Oh.
Not inflation based. Can you name anything else where you think, like, even with a dinner reservation, can you think of any other service where if you pay more, you don't spend hours of your life not getting service? The baseline should be that everyone gets service.
You do. It just depends on how much you're willing to wait.
With a toddler in a line for an hour, I would rather you hand me that ballpoint pen.
So you can stab your eyes
so with
that
it? I can gouge my eyeballs out.
And if it's a new exhibit or a new area of the park and new rides, go ahead and take that hour to 2 hours and call it 8 to 12.
For a family of four, a typical four-day visit with a stay at a budget Disney hotel cost $4,266 last year. That is up $1,000 from just 5 years ago. And keep in mind, I didn't even mention an airplane.
Budget and Disney should never go in the same sentence.